Yes, I think the most important clue was a piece of the radar that was leaked out, and of course the authenticity hasn't been verified, but it appears that the aircraft was in the process of climbing from 32,000 to 38,000 feet, and at about 36,000 feet, its airspeed had deteriorated to the point at the last radar hit where it was at least 100 miles below the speed at which it should have been traveling. And so the thought right now is that the plane encountered an aerodynamic stall, and it would have literally sort of fallen from the sky. It would have come down. Probably the best analogy is like a leaf.
Any idea of what could cause something like that?
Well, yes. I mean, in these kinds of weather conditions and doing a climb, it's hard to resist. But in flight school, right from early on, you learn your plane, whatever your aircraft is, you're ready to climb. And in this horrible weather and trying to get out of really severe turbulence, if they exceeded the rate of climb or if they had any other problems with the engines could have been experiencing problems from the huge amounts of water that they might have been experiencing from the rain and the wind shifts that were going on at the time. The wind was dramatically shifting. It was like 440 knots one way. And then 20-knot tailwind back and forth. The engines could have been really suffering at working at their peak, and it just reached the maximum performance of the plane.
So, Mary, as this investigation continues, we're reminded of that other incident earlier this year when a Malaysia Airlines plane simply disappeared off radar, and that was never found. This is in the same part of the world. Is it safe? Is it fair to start questioning the safety of airlines in that Southeast Asia part of the world? Is that fair to do?
Well, absolutely. We should always question the safety of airlines, particularly in the wake of crashes. I mean, there's very few technical unsolved crashes in the world, and almost always there's a fault ascribed in about two-thirds, almost three-fourths of the cases to the pilot and to the airline. So it's always important to question the safety of a carrier after a crash because that's how we improve. But having three carriers, and this one also has Malaysia ownership, three Malaysia flights have gone down. I think it is time to question the aeronautical oversight of Malaysia.
Mary, how common is it for an airplane to want to ascend over a storm instead of going around it?
Well, you're advised in flight school not to do that, but we don't know what kind of choices these pilots had. Now, looking at the radar that's been produced now, in hindsight, it's a solid wall of red, which means a solid wall of thunderstorms and very severe thunderstorms, the highest level six thunderstorms. You're not supposed to fly into them. In this country, the flights probably would have been canceled. But when you fly up, try to fly up and over a storm, it would not have been possible in this place because the top of the thunderheads were at 52,000 feet and the plane ceilings about 40,000 feet. But what you experience is just severe winds, hail. It's an anvil shape at the top of that cloud, and the ends of those anvils are some of the most violent weather you could ever experience.